Hello, my name is Liz. Please take our poll about the upcoming March Jacksonville mayor selection. Are you registered to vote in Duval County?
Yes.
And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. How likely are you to vote in the March election to pick up a new mayor of Jacksonville to replace Mayor Lenny Curry? Very likely, somewhat likely, not likely?
I will vote.
Okay, thank you. And what is your gender?
I beg your pardon?
What is your gender? Okay, and what is your age? Between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Thank you. How did you vote in the recent November 2022 election? By mail, early in person, or on election day?
Always do early voting.
Thank you. And first, should Jacksonville's next mayor continue moving Jacksonville in the same direction with the same policies as Mayor Lenny Curry, or change direction?
Part of it's good, part is not good.
Okay,
that's not the answer you want.
Do you think that they should continue or change direction? What is your
directions.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following do you feel is the most important issue facing Jacksonville today? Street flooding and storm water drainage, growing a stronger economy and jobs that benefit all, violent crime, improved infrastructure in neighborhoods throughout the city, affordable housing, quality of schools, access to affordable quality health care, or roads and traffic congestion?
The violent crime is the worst.
Okay, thank you. And which is the next most important issue?
Jobs for everybody.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose the action taken by Mayor Curry and the City Council to increase the gas tax from 6 cents to 12 cents per gallon to pay for street improvements, drainage projects, and expansion of the Skyway downtown? Do you support or oppose?
I oppose.
Thank you. When it comes to the city's electric utility, JEA, which do you prefer? Keep JEA as a city-owned utility, or privatize GEA by selling it to Florida Power and Light?
I don't know.
Which is closest to the way you think?
I think it should stay the same, JEA. Do not sell.
Okay. Thank you. In the debate about the city's comfort soldier status, do you prefer to keep them or remove them?
I couldn't understand that.
Okay. In the debate about the city's Confederate soldier statues, do you prefer to keep them or remove them?
Remove them.
Okay. Thank you. Next, answer if your opinion of each of the following as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Ron DeSantis.
Very unfavorable.
Donna Deegan.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Liana Gutierrez Cumber.
Not familiar with her.
Okay. Lenny Curry.
Very unfavorable.
Al Ferraro.
never heard of him.
Okay. Audrey Gibson.
Somewhat favorable.
And Daniel Davis.
Not acquainted.
Thank you. Now, which of the following eight candidates would you vote for to be Jacksonville's next mayor if you had to make a choice today? Darcy Richardson, Liana Gutierrez-Comber, Daniel Davis, Al Ferraro, Omega Allen, Audrey Gibson, Frank Kistler Jr., or Donna Deegan?
Audrey Gibson.
Okay, thank you. And which of the remaining choices would you would be the your second choice?
I have none.
Darcy Richardson, Liana Gutierrez.
How long is this interview going on?
It's about maybe 10 more minutes.
Sorry, don't have the time. Bye-bye.